Beavers are making a comeback in Oregon. Now, we're not talking about the beleaguered OSU football team, but the fuzzy, semi-aquatic rodent species, the North American beaver. Beavers are nature's ultimate ecosystem engineers, but the structures they build aren't always embraced by humans because of threats of flooding or other damage. Now, some conservation groups are helping people coexist with beavers. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert drove out to a very remote beaver pond to check out a repair project on a 30-year-old beaver dam.
Okay. Close. This is as in the field as I have ever been, I believe.
I head down a beaten trail to a marshy pond lined with pussy willows. Heading toward me are two fellas sloshing through the water in chest waders.
My name is Tyrell Style. I'm the Ecological Projects Coordinator for the South Santiam Watershed Council. We are on private timberland in a remote area called Berlin. It's about equal distance between Sweet Home and Lebanon.
And we're standing before a...
It's a historic beaver dam. It's really old. A legacy beaver dam, maybe. It's been here for decades. It's about 150 feet long, 6 to 7 feet tall, and it retains about a 3/4 to 1 acre pond behind it.
I'm Jean-Paul Zagarola. I'm a senior program manager at Bonneville Environmental Foundation. I've been on a mission, I guess you could say, for the last 6 years now in trying to make it easier to restore habitat for beavers and to coexist with beavers.
Zagarola says his job started with the Mid-Willamette Beaver Partnership and has now expanded to state programs in Washington and Oregon.
I don't know that there's an ecosystem engineer out there that provides as many benefits to both the ecosystem they're creating or supporting, but also to like human communities and human systems. Their role is a keystone species.
A keystone species is a plant or animal that plays a crucial and unique role in the way an ecosystem works. If this species is removed, the ecosystem could collapse. Besides beavers, other North American keystone species include sharks, grizzly bears, and bees. Style says a big part of his work is educating people about what beavers do for us. In addition to water retention and creating habitat for bird and mammal diversity, he says beavers can also help reduce wildfire risks.
Areas that have substantial beaver wetlands and beaver ponds, these drainages have showed that the riparian areas are being saved from wildfire.
But beaver dams can also pose a risk to people living downstream. Stiles says last winter, the dam we're looking at breached about a 30-foot section, sending a wall of water towards homes just down the creek. Dave Sims and his family live in one of those homes, only about 750 feet downstream from the beaver pond. Sims is a commercial fisherman in Alaska. I reached him on his boat called Island Dancer.
It was about 4:30, maybe 4:45 in the morning on Christmas Eve morning. The two girls come running into our bedroom, hollering, wake up, we're flooding," and I kind of rolled over and thought, "We're not flooding, we live on a hill." And my granddaughter was like, "Grandpa, Grandpa, you got to get up."
Sim says he shined a spotlight outside, and there was water almost up to the windows.
There was logs racing by, there was water running around both ends of my home. Then it occurred to me that the beaver dam above our home had burst.
Based upon the size of the pond in winter and the height of the beaver dam at the time, it's estimated roughly 2 million gallons of water tore through the breach and in seconds engulfed Sims's house. Sims says as the water retreated, he got in touch with a private timber company responsible for the land and the dam. He says they put the wheels in motion to repair the beaver dam with the help of ecologists like Style and Zagarola. Unlike some landowners with beaver issues, Sims understands the need to coexist.
You're not going to stop the beavers, so the best thing you can do is to help the beavers, right? You know, if you give them a backbone to build their dam on, the dam is just going to be better and stronger. So I think the beavers are going to be happy, and I'm going to be happy.
Back at the spot where the beaver dam breached, Zagarola and Style are pounding in rebar posts.
The beavers have been busy all year and have actually started to rebuild up the dam, but we are concerned that there could be another breach at the point.
Stiles says last winter's dam breach followed a particularly rainy season. Beavers are amazing builders, he says, but they can't control the weather.
We installed a pond leveler, and a pond leveler is essentially a bathtub drain for the pond.
So now, no matter how high the beavers build their dam, the leveler will control how much water is retained behind it. Together, Stile and Zagarola pound the last two posts into the side of the beaver dam. Huffin' and puffin', they agree this dam isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
That's for damn sure.
Reporting from a beaver pond outside of Sweet Home, I'm Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.